Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The Council of Episcopal Conferences of Europe is holding a meeting of university professors this week in Rome. The meeting is marking the 50th anniversary of the Treaties of Rome. The professors will discuss, amongst other things, the role of universities in the promotion of values and the content of education. One participant is Professor José Luis Sánchez of the Catholic University of Valencia in Spain.
Europe is a cradle of university, inter alia. It's a cradle of Olympic idea, theater, democracy, philosophy. So it's very important that universities continue to play a leading role in answering the questions of the time and bringing perspective for future. So I think that this conference is a wonderful opportunity not only to look back to the history of Europe and evaluate especially 50 years since Rome treaties, but to offer some light, some guidance, some inspiration for the next future. And future starts today. So today we should act. Today we should work together for the future of Europe. Together, gemeinsam, masi, insieme.
Pope Benedict has written a letter to Cardinal Renato Rafael Martino, the president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, and also the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples, for the occasion of the golden anniversary of his priestly ordination. Cardinal Martino was ordained on June 20, 1957. The Holy Father has also written a letter to Cardinal Ivan Diaz, the prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, for the 25th anniversary of his consecration as a bishop on June 19, 1982. In his letter, the Pope praises the Cardinal's efforts as an attentive and faithful pastor and promoter of evangelization.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.